to my podcast. This is my first episode on this podcast and I am excited. But sadly, I cannot show my excitement because it's an ASMR. So today's topic is on how to feel confident, how to be confident. It's not something you have to fake. It just flows, because confidence is something that flows from the inside out. You know what I'm saying? Confidence is not something that is developed in a day, and it is a first impression packed souvenir package for those you meet. So it is really important that in attracting the right people, you need to be confident. You need to exude it. You need to let it flow naturally. As I said earlier, you just don't get to be confident in a day. You work towards it. And the topic doesn't say how to look or appear confident. It's how to be confident. So you want to make it a personality trait, not a second nature, but a part of your first nature and your only nature at that. So let me get into the points. First, you have to be well informed. Be skilled at doing a lot of things. Ensure that you can talk about anything to anyone. Be very knowledgeable and wide-read. You don't want to feel left out in a group of important individuals, especially that group you might want to be a part of, that place where your expertise might be required. You know what I'm saying? You should be well informed. You should break boundaries. See yourself in leaving your comfort zone, being in places where you never thought you could be, just by exuding, just by being well read, exuding knowledge and being well informed. Also, don't say too much. When you discuss with someone and you're spewing a lot of words, it shows that you have a rush of emotions, and that's a sign of anxiety, which also spells out that you are not confident or that speaking is not your comfort zone. As I said earlier, you have to be comfortable. You have to let it flow. So if you are saying a lot at once, it means you are not comfortable. So confidence is something that just goes easy naturally. When you are trying, it doesn't work. So these things might be true. You might not be in your comfort zone, but try to hide it. Let the other party think that you are easy at speak with your speech. Let them feel comfortable speaking with you. Don't let them feel like the higher person. Don't let them capitalize on your anxiety at the moment, or maybe you're starstruck and you don't know what to say. No, confidence just gives you that ease. You find something to say at the moment. But if you are being anxious at the moment, that doesn't show confidence, and the other party might capitalize on this or find you repulsive, and that is not what you want when making a first impression. Another thing that helps you come to be confident or come off as confident is dressing the part. Dress according to the event, but let your outfit stand out. Dress to feel comfortable and confident. Let your outfit be one to remember. Dress up and not down. I also observed that people who wear brighter colors appear more confident than others who wear darker colors. This is something I just observed, and I see it works for me. I also checked the internet if it's true, and it says that studies show that it is true. So I might be getting an award sometime in the future for my observations, you know. Fourth, don't fake it. A huge component of confidence is being yourself. Own it. Don't fake an accent. Don't fake your personality. Don't even fake a life or a lifestyle. If you're not comfortable talking about it, then keep it aside. You don't have to fake. You don't have to make other people feel like you're confident when you're not. As I said, it's not something you develop in a day. You might try to develop it over and over again, but just be yourself at the moment. Be confident and own up to whatever you say. Use your manners. Always be poised in speech. Do not just use swear words unnecessarily. It's part of confidence when you know the right things to say at the right time and you're not caustic in speech. Also, post the part. Posing. I would want to relate this to poise and posture. Posture tells your story in a snap second. So if you want to feel confident, you have to walk, sit, stand like it. Plus, I observe that people who are confident on the inside naturally tend to put a foot forward when standing. Actually, I have been seeing people, because I just observed it one day, and we're coming on the stage. I wanted to speak to some people, to address some people, and I was watching the other people come forward. Most of the people who stepped one foot forward spoke better, more intelligibly, and it just flew naturally for them than people who had their 2 feet together. So I also, normally when I'm talking to someone or speaking to an audience, I tend to put one foot forward, and I think it's a sign of confidence, you know. So I don't know, you might want to or say that's not true or whatever. I just don't know. I feel it comes naturally. Also, never say negative things about yourself. People are used to saying negative things about themselves that aren't even true, only to get validation from other people. Confident people don't do that. Attention seekers do. When you see yourself and you're very beautiful and you tell yourself, oh, I'm ugly, just let other people say, oh no, you're not ugly, you're beautiful. You're just seeking attention. Be confident. Yes, own it. Sorry, I'm beautiful. Sorry, I'm not sorry. You know what I'm saying? Just own it. Also, be a go-getter. Try new things. Have something doing in your life. Set goals for yourself and smash them. You know what I'm saying? Affirm yourself. Challenge yourself. Critique yourself. And take criticism very positively. When other people criticize you, that means they see something that you lack, and all you want is perfect confidence. You know what I'm saying? So you have to prove to your own self, not to any other person, that you are better than yesterday. You have to come up with something new. You have to be the best that you can be by doing all these things, ensuring that on the inside it flows and flows out to the outside. Also, be a problem solver. It surely helps to boost your confidence when you walk into a room full of problems and you're walking in with a jacket of solutions. Learn to help though, but always put yourself first. And when by the time you solve people's problems, I noticed that most people who are confident, they get the confidence from solving problems of others. Probably, I don't know which comes first. Is it the confidence or the problem solving? But all I know is most confident people solve problems. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know how that's connected. But be a problem solver and you will feel more confident. You'll feel prouder that way. A plus to this whole exposition is arrogance is not confidence. It is a facade of what confidence should be for those who can't achieve it. When you see people being arrogant, just know they're trying to cover up their lack of self-esteem on the inside. But what does that affect? Nothing, at least not you. So just own up to yourself. So I feel this is where I want to wrap it up. So bye, and I hope it was worth your time. Show some love on whatever platform you're listening. Suggest a topic for next episode and you could get yours featured. Also, you might want to subscribe to my podcast to listen to subsequent episodes. Bye. I love y'all.